friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Struggling woman tearfully shares the comment a stranger made to her at the gym. Written by Adam Staten, read by Julie Provost. After working out at the gym, a TikTok user named Stephanie had a story she just had to share. A stranger came up to her as she was leaving, and what he said moved her to tears. Everyone has issues, problems, and subjects that can result in discomfort, hurt, and humiliation. Human beings are far from perfect. All have their flaws, imperfections, and struggles. Some may be more apparent than others, but everyone has something they are fighting and struggling against. For one woman who posted a video on TikTok, her weight and overall health are issues for her. This is complicated by, as she hints in the clip, underlying medical issues. However, despite her struggle, she is taking action and making an effort to do something about it. She states she has been in the gym, working out for a little over 2 years now. But as she was leaving the gym, a stranger's kind, uplifting, and encouraging comment left her in tears. She was overwhelmed by the man's statement. He goes, "I've seen you in here every week, almost. Almost every day, like seeing you in here every week, and I'm proud of you," she said. She mentioned that the man who spoke those kind words to her was very much into the gym, super fit and in shape. Through tears, the young woman stated how much those words meant to her and how big of a difference a kind word can make to someone struggling. "You have no idea how much people that are going through something appreciate the kindness," she said, "because he didn't have to say it. He didn't even know what I'm going through. I never talked to anybody in the gym about it, except for the management." Kind and uplifting words said to someone may not seem like much, but for someone who is fighting or struggling with an issue or a situation, it can make all the difference. At the end of the video, the woman said the man's kind words made her day. Ephesians 4:32. "Be kind to one another, full of pity, having forgiveness for one another, even as God in Christ has forgiveness for you."
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Grieving parents of a 7-year-old swallowed by sinkhole and sand speak out about hidden danger. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Julie Provost. Parents of Sloan Mattingly, 7-year-old killed by a sinkhole in the sand, speak out about the hidden dangers that took their daughter's life. By bravely sharing Sloan's story, they hope to save other families from suffering such a horrific tragedy. Therese and Jason Mattingly are living every parent's worst nightmare after a day at the beach went terribly wrong, and all because of a danger many would never imagine. The tragedy occurred as 7-year-old Sloan Mattingly and her 9-year-old brother Maddox dug for seashells at the beach while on vacation with their family in Florida. It's a common childhood beach activity, yet even though their parents were right there with them, they couldn't stop what happened next. It happened in an instant and changed this family's life forever. A sinkhole in the sand opened up, swallowing both Sloan and Maddox. "Didn't matter that we were literally right there," Therese explained. "It was just a hole, and then it was nothing, and then it just becomes chaos and horror." The sand buried Maddox up to his chest, but covered Sloan completely. Therese and Jason Mattingly immediately jumped into action, trying desperately to dig their children free. Bystanders all along the beach raced over to help as well. But for poor Sloan Mattingly, the damage was already done. "It was kind of a blur," her father recalled. "And it probably maybe my mind protecting myself. It just happened so fast. In my mind, I had her in my hands, but the weight of the sand was too much. Though they succeeded in pulling both children out of the sinkhole in the sand, Sloan Mattingly wouldn't survive. Everyone tried their hardest, but unfortunately it didn't work out in our favor, Jason said. Maddox came out first, but Sloan spent 15 minutes trapped beneath the sand from the collapsed sinkhole. Unresponsive, emergency crews rushed the 7-year-old to the hospital. Sadly, though, she succumbed to her injuries there. The loss understandably shocked and devastated Teresa and Jason. They took caution at the beach, but they never imagined a hidden danger like a sinkhole in the sand. You go to the beach and think of water safety, and this never, ever once crossed my mind, Teresa said. And of course, looking now, it's like, of course. And so that's where it's really frustrating. That's exactly why these grieving parents are sharing their daughter's horrific story. What happened to Sloan Mattingly is awful, and her family wants to stop it from happening to anyone else. Playing in the sand is a beloved beach activity for children and adults alike. And while digging holes in the sand may seem harmless, it's actually quite dangerous. When people dig holes more than 2 feet deep and get in them, at least where their bodies below sand level, sand starts drying out immediately, explained expert Dr. Stephen Leatherman. The dry sand can only hold a 33-degree angle. People dig these holes almost vertically. Wet sand appears sturdier. However, both wet and dry sand collapse easily. And when they do, sand is actually quite heavy. Dry sand already weighs 90 to 110 pounds per cubic feet. Wet sand weighs even more, as much as 130 pounds per cubic feet. Sand is horrible because it will flow around to every single part of your body so that you're encased, said Christopher Moore, a pediatric trauma surgeon at Mayo Clinic. You're entombed, essentially. Rescuing someone from a collapsed sinkhole in the sand is especially tough because sand compacts so tightly it makes it impossible for a buried person to breathe, unlike getting buried in the snow. An avalanche occurs and the snow can be a little blocky and there's going to be air pockets. There are no air pockets in sand, explained Dr. Stephen Leatherman. Additionally, digging straight down can lead to further collapse and compression of the sand. Instead, rescuers need to pull the sand away from the point of collapse. Though roughly 20 adults tried to dig Sloan Mattingly out using their hands and plastic pails, the hole just kept collapsing on itself. Deputies arrived just 4 minutes after the collapse to help with the rescue. By the time they got to the 7-year-old girl, it was too late. Experts recommend people avoid digging holes in the sand, and if you do, they suggest keeping them very shallow. If you dig holes no deeper than 2 feet and cover them up when you leave, keep it shallow and you don't have a problem of collapse, Dr. Leatherman said. The family of Sloan Mattingly is now left grieving the loss of such a lovely 7-year-old who they described as a beam of light and joy. She just lived life, her dad Jason said. She would come out in the morning and she would fist bump right out of bed. She's always been so happy. It's a tragedy they never want to see happen to anyone else. And that's why, as difficult as it is, they are speaking out and sharing Sloan's story. They want others to be aware of the danger of collapsing sinkholes in the sand, and they are urging beaches to begin including signs about the dangers of sand holes. If we can do anything to save another family from going through this, Jason said. Whether that's signage, beach patrol, and strangers, if you see something that's dangerous, take the courage and say something. On the day Sloan Mattingly died, so many people tried to help the family in their time of need. It's something Teresa and Jason deeply appreciate, even though the day ended in tragedy. Though they bear the brunt of the heartache, they know it has to have impacted others too. I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, Teresa said. You witnessed pure horror. So many prayers for this brave family as they cope with such a horrific tragedy and work so hard to save others from experiencing it. For I am certain that not death, or life, or angels, or rulers, or things present, or things to come, or powers, or things on high, or things under the earth, or anything which is made, will be able to come between us and the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38-39.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in an everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.